Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for another day. Thank you, Father God, for another heartbeat, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to take another breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the functioning of our brains, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the functioning of our organs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the mobility of our limbs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you would just stretch forth your hand of healing, Father God, down from the throne of grace, Father God, and bestow your healing upon each and every person who needs it on today. Father God, we may need healing in different ways, Father God. Maybe someone needs a mental healing. Maybe someone needs an emotional healing. Maybe someone needs a spiritual healing. Maybe someone needs a physical healing. Maybe someone needs a financial healing, Father God. But however we need to be healed, Father God, we know that you have the power to heal us and to make it better, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will turn every situation around for our good. Everything that the enemy has tried to do for our harm, Father God. Everything that he has tried to do to break us, Father God. Everything that he has tried to do, Father God, to keep us depressed, to keep us with anxiety, Father God. I pray that you will rebuke it, Father God, and that you will turn it around for our good, Father God. Lord God, you know how to turn it around for our good. You know how we can get the most out of our situations, Father God. Sometimes when we're going through, Father God, it doesn't seem like there's any good in our situation, Father God. Sometimes when we're going through, we can't see any good, Father God. All we can see is what's happening, Father God. All we can see is the negative aspect of the situation, Father God. But I pray that you will help us to shift our focus, Father God. Help us, Father God, to have spiritual eyes, Father God, so that we may be able to see things in the spiritual realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, give us the spiritual eyes, Father God, to see the enemy when he's afar off. Give us spiritual eyes to see, Father God, when people are coming in sheep's clothing, but they're ravenous wolves on the inside, oh God. Give us spiritual eyesight, Father God, that we can see the traps and the snares that the enemy is trying to lay for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, give us spiritual discernment, Father God, that we would know good from evil, Father God, that we would know right from wrong, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will make us over spiritually, Father God, that we will become one with you, Father God, that we will become truly connected to you, Father God. Help us to be connected to you in a way that we've never been connected to you before, Father God, and don't allow any disconnect to happen with our connection, Father God. In the name of Jesus, allow no weakness to happen with our connection, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So I just pray and ask you that you will look down upon every living soul. Look down upon all that we are going through. Look down upon all that we are dealing with. All that we are trying to work our way through, Father God. Life is not always easy. Life is lifing. Life is tough. Life is a struggle. But you told us to be of good cheer, to be of good courage, for you have overcome the world. And because you have overcome, Father God, we are overcomers, oh God. We may not always feel like we are an overcomer. We may not always feel like we have the victory, Father God. But don't allow us to go with what we feel, Father God. Allow us to go with what the word has told us, Father God. Allow us to believe your word over our feelings, Father God. Allow us to believe your word over what we see, Father God. Allow us to believe your word over what we hear, Father God. Allow us to believe your word over what we feel, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to believe your word over what we experience. Allow us to believe your word above all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for we know your word is yes and amen in Christ Jesus, Father God. So, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. I glorify you, and I bless your holy name. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. You can find Shawnee's Prayer on all platforms, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. You can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, comment, like, and share. God bless you, and God bless you.